Hey y'all, this is your girl Lexi Lex, and I just want to jump on here for something, and I just want to mention this. The last couple of months and even years, Christian movies have been making an impact in theaters, plays, all that good stuff. And those of you remember, I mentioned to y'all I do volunteering with through either Loop Volunteer or through Compassion. And this past week, I volunteered at an event called The Thorn, and it's all about Jesus Christ. And I ain't gonna lie to you, I was really impressed, to be honest with you, because years ago, especially if you're called into the entertainment industry, I know back in mind there were some doors and there were some barriers, and I know back in mind there's such a level of purity that really not only maintain in the entertainment industry, but also the no tolerance of compromise. And even though I was not born in the 70s, and even though I was a baby in the 80s, and I got older, those that's been called into the entertainment industry, I know it back in mind, it has challenges. And more and more lately, we are seeing breakthrough after breakthrough. And if there's one example I can mention is, there are a certain group of brothers, and forgive me, the top of my head, I cannot remember their names. But they have done movies. They one was called Courageous. And you remember Courageous? You remember that Praying Mama? And the and you've also familiar name with Priscilla Schreier, who is the daughter of Pastor Dr. Tony Evans, and she is also kin sibling to gospel singer Anthony Evans. That movie alone was real funny, but at the same time, it's still left a message that Christ is still a sinner. And they have the brother, I think it's Kendrick Brothers, have done so many movies that has got in theaters. And I'll be honest with you, most times, and this is just me, that time I did not watch a lot of Christian movies. And you know, there's been a lot of movies made that goes to streaming, like Faith and Family and other and Pure Flix. This year alone, movies about Christ, and especially about the God, where it's themed around gospel, themed about believers and how God saved, how God delivers, how God turns your life around, has been stronger than ever. And even though sometimes it may not get much attention, but I'll tell you this, it's getting a lot of attention, just not being said a lot, but I'll tell you this, it's coming time where a lot of Christian movies and a lot of Christian stuff, real Christian quality material, is going to be really in a lot of theater, not just certain theaters, certain locations, but I mean, it'll be like worldwide. Because let's be honest, a lot of movies we are seeing and watching, and let's be honest, with time watching movie that's like fear-based, not everybody wants to see movies with people getting naked, having sex all the time. We want some quality family stuff, like stuff you can take kids to, and not just Disney movies. When the movie Passion of Christ came out, shout out Mel Gibson, and I don't know his status, where he's saved or not, but when he did what he did, I think that definitely opened a door for Christian movies to really be out, and not just, you know, Passion of Christ, and I think it was a movie years ago called The Ten Commandments, but when the Passion of Christ came out, and even what I saw this week, called The Thorn, we'll talk about the life of Jesus, it's almost like saying the prayers of the righteous, the prayers, the labor to have Christ displayed. It's really making dividends. And Also this year, I shout out to one of my brothers and True Love Jesus. He had invited me to check out the movie Jesus Revolution, and I thought about going to see it later on that same week. And so I end up going to see the movie, and I kid you not, that's one of the best movies I ever watched. And most times, most people think, oh, Christian people, you know, bored or boring. They ain't got no life. That's a lie, because you still be safe and have fun, okay? And well, I saw Jesus Revolution, and I didn't know at the time until after I watched the movie about Greg Laurie and also one of the revivals that was taking place where the movie was located, and even about another, another revivalist who was, I want to say, the initiator of the Vineyard Revival. And the steps, the process to where they are, to where how it came to pass. It was such a movie where you could not help but sit still and be attentive. And I want to give kudos to the people that even like brought the movie forward, but even God gave the person a vision and the person to carry out the movie, because that movie not only gave a history about revivals, but a history about men and women of God who lives got saved and changed because of that revival. And there's another movie out right now called Southern Gospel. We're talking about how the Southern Gospel sector, how Southern Gospel music came forth. And if you have not been through this yet, please check that movie out. You will not regret it. There's some comedians, and I gotta give a shout out to Christian comedian gospel comedians, because they may not always say or maybe joke what you know, let's say, know what to laugh at. But I would say to gospel comedians, the Christian comedians, I want to say thank you, because in comedy realm, some material, some jokes can be said, and the main thing most times is to be funny. And comedians like Ken Davis, Anita Renfro, Comedian Bone, Charlotte Pierce, Tim Hawkins, Marcus Wiley, there's another guy, I think it's Godley, I know his last name is Godwin or Goodwin. Real Christian comedians. Oh, Thor Ramsey, another Christian comedian. I know bad money won't be a blessing with a gift to make, to, you know, bring laughter in the comedian realm. And sometimes it can be a challenge, especially when there's a lot of comedians, and let's be honest, have a potty mouth and say some material that don't make sense. And I'll be honest with y'all. For me, I when I was younger, I remember watching Eddie Murphy Raw. And ain't gonna lie, nothing comes in it. But I loved it. At the time, it didn't bother me. Because he was funny. Especially, we talk about he did the thing about McDonald's. I ain't gonna lie, I was rolling. I was straight up rolling. But as I got older, for some reason, I didn't like all that cussing. And even though I know he's not saved, just the fact that all the cussing, now I normally would like say, oh, don't bother me. Some reason it did bother me. And I think a lot of people say, you know what? You can give me a clean joke without cussing in it. And there are a lot of comedians out there, even not saved, do have great laughing material without cussing in it. So, I want to say to those that's in the entertainment ministry, whether you're comedy, music, all that stuff, my prayer is God will give you the grace and strength to keep doing what he called you to do, and that he'll give you favor. Open doors, and also doors that may be shut and that's not going to help you in your journey, but that you don't compromise to get an open door. You don't compromise to get a gig, because there's one thing I've been concerned about, especially in entertainment industry, is an era of compromise, because I will watch people to where we first started, also, you know, things change, things happen, even though I'm not God and not control everybody's life. They're telling you kind of watch it, like, hey, something happened. Like, what changed? What event took place where they transitioned to where they are now? That not knowing not them. And so I give kudos to those in movies, that's in comedy, entertainment, all that stuff, because I know it's one thing to have material set up, prepared, but another thing when you want to be blessed to so many venues, so many events, and there are times that I'm like, no, and then there are times something like Alpha Deal where where there's a compromise that needs to take place for you to get through that door. And there was an actor, and I forgot his name, and I will say he has, like, I guess he's a white guy, blonde hair, blue eyes. And I remember him saying he would have kissed another woman in his in some of his films that he was in. He would not kiss another woman. And he was married. And when you want to say, I'm not going to kiss another woman, even if the ropes requires you to kiss someone that says your wife, and such a conviction, say, you know what, I'm not going to take a role of kissing a woman. I gotta give a hats off to that actor, because there's such a holy conviction to where, even if it's just acting or playing a role that somebody said, why you gotta kiss them, and to say, no, I'm not gonna kiss no, I don't care if the role requires me to kiss a woman that's probably a role of my wife, I'm not gonna kiss her. That says a lot. And let's be honest, that's a standard. Because I'll be honest with you, I don't know if I can do that. I don't know if I could be an actress where the role requires you to kiss someone that ain't yours outside the script. I couldn't do that, so I get kudos to the actor. But I really want to jump in here and say, to support movies and plays that are exemplifying Christ, whether serious mode or funny mode, because even though they said they're Christians and they're believers, they make material that God is pleased with. Well, lots of material that I can say God is pleased with. Can't ask for all, bear for all, but I want to encourage you, whether you're a believer or not, check out these movies, because the movies, I'll say it's worth it. And even though it may not be your normal viewing of movies, you may not always watch Christian movies all the time, Christian shows, or even Christian comedy, I'll tell you this, they do it in a way that sets a standard and say, you know what, I am saved, I'm still funny, I am saved, I can do this type of movies, I am saved, and let God get God into wisdom and the direction on how to do a movie, do a play, do whatever he's saying in the entertainment industry, I know, get the glory, he's gonna be pleased. So, if you've not seen Jesus Revolution, please go see it. If you have not seen Son of the Gospel, please go see it. And the play called Thorn, I know it was in San Antonio this week. I don't know if it's gonna be going other places, but I'll tell you this, if you get word about the Thorn, hey, it's going to be in your town, please go support it. Because I'm going to tell you this, when I went there Thursday night to volunteer, it was a full house. A full house. And the choreography, all that was on point. And y'all, and those that know me, if it ain't good, I ain't going to brag about it. Other than that, y'all, this is your girl, Lexi Lex. And remember, keep soaring in your heart, in your mind, and throughout life. And remember, somebody to give God put in you. And I want to say thank you and shout out to all those that's in comedy, entertainment, all that good stuff that's making a difference, in Jesus' name. Have a great day.